This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Iti Agnihotri Mudholkar. If you've passed the Garland Center on Garland Avenue in Fayetteville recently, you may have noticed that some of the previously vacant storefronts are now temporary canvases of art.
I haven't seen it since. Good. So this is Paul Skane's piece. He's an undergraduate student in the Department of Art, sculpture concentration, and he's cut two vinyl silhouettes, the heads of figures, heads of two figures who are looking at one another, and in between them are LED lights, a series of pillows, what looks to be polyfill on the floor, and a molecular structure that's supposed to mimic an oxytocin structure, which is the molecule, it's the hormone, the chemical that we feel when we first feel in love. So it's the love drug. It's, I guess, the emotion that we feel when you first are attracted to somebody. And so his piece is about attraction and what love might look like in a scientific sense.
Bethany Springer is an assistant professor of sculpture at the University of Arkansas. She is taking me on a tour of the storefront art currently on display at Garland Center. The installations were designed by students who are a part of this semester's Arts Mixed Media and Spatial Context and graduate sculpture classes taught by Springer. The idea of displaying the installations through storefronts was conceived this past winter.
There's a great parking deck here. It's very well designed and has won many awards, but the retail spaces underneath have not all been rented out yet. And because there are a lot of art movements right now who are occupying storefront windows that are vacant, like in Seattle and New York and Houston, San Francisco, there's these kind of new artist movements that are taking over windows, I thought it would be a good opportunity to perhaps give my students the opportunity to use windows as an installation space for their projects.
So, over the winter break, Springer called Ali Sadeghi, director of the University of Arkansas bookstore, to inquire about the availability of these vacant storefronts. When he gave the go-ahead, she and nine of her students started setting up the installations on site in February. Springer says, before starting work on the project, she and her class talked about the function of storefront windows through history, especially in Western culture.
I thought it would be interesting to showcase works behind storefront window glass as a kind of separation between the gallery space where you would might usually come across works or experience artworks. This is a very different experience to kind of sell your product through a window where people cannot touch it. There's not a tangible experience there.
The students also tried to adopt one or both of the two themes Springer proposed form the basis of their individual projects.
We talked about a couple different options for themes. One, the commodity of a storefront window, using or creating objects that become consumer products through a window. Secondly, we talked about the ideas of windows versus mirrors in the history of art. Like, for example, paintings are long known to be windows into other realms or a reflection of the present realm. And photography can also be seen sometimes. For example, if you're looking at portraits, they sometimes can be seen as windows or mirrors, windows looking as kind of documentation into some other realm that becomes a trace of our history, or mirrors, a reflection of ourselves, a way to understand our humanity better.
The pieces range from a figure in a kimono surrounded by others in wire and hot glue representing purity, trying to resist temptation, to a piece that is a contemporary interpretation of the seven deadly sins. We now stand in front of a corner display window.
Wow, it looks like somebody's pressed their face to the glass here to get a better look. This is Cambry Pierce du Perrier Newton. I hope I said her name right. She's a graduate student here at the University of Arkansas, and she has created a wall that looks like you're looking through the windows of a single-family house. It's pleasant. It's light blue. The shutters, you know, the window frames are green. They're curtains. And so it kind of brings the viewer in closer to look through the windows. And then she's created an installation behind it full of slipcast ceramic pencils, an umbrella, and wallpaper. You can see it from the side, actually. So there's two ways to view this piece since it's in a corner window.
We walk over to the side.
And so I think Cambry was thinking about the facade of a home, the kind of protection we assume that we have in a shelter, and then revealing that shelter as completely functionless because you can see all the guts of the installation behind it. So the protection is just a facade.
Springer hopes to take every opportunity she can to, quote, occupy, unquote, storefronts and enable her students to display their art in a public setting.
We've talked a little bit about the side windows over by Pete's Coffee as having an ongoing, rotating student project space in the window. The art firm is always looking for other spaces to show work. We're a little confined by the building. Plus, you know, to have a public forum where students can get other spectators to review their work and give them objective feedback, it's only going to increase their knowledge and understanding of the symbols they use in their own work.
When asked what she wants people to take away from the installations on display at Garland Center, she hopes viewers take interest in the students' works.
This is something that we do in the art building on campus and in the ceramic studio that usually nobody else sees. So I think this is a good public forum for the students to experiment and see if they're communicating what they hope to communicate and whether that's successful or not. I hope students will just come by and be interested. If they're interested, I think the students have done a good job.
9 student art installations are on display through storefronts at Garland Center on Garland Avenue in Fayetteville through the end of March. A closing reception will take place on site on March 29th between 5 and 7 p.m. It will be free and open to the public. More information regarding the display and a slideshow of the art installations is available on our website, ozarksatlarge.com.